Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Sony Interactive Entertainment CEO Jim Ryan confirmed that the PlayStation 5 is completely sold out during an interview with Russian news agency TASS. He said the supply shortage likely would have happened without COVID-19, but that launching in the middle of a pandemic was a challenge he would not recommend. Ryan says due to travel and other restrictions, quote, "We had to do all the manufacturing preparation by camera remotely. I mean, just imagine that for a precision device like the PlayStation 5. Korean publication Aju News is reporting that the Galaxy Z Fold 3 will be Samsung's It phone in 2021, and the company will discontinue its Galaxy Note product line. Samsung hasn't commented, but according to analytics firm Counterpoint Research, the Galaxy Note 20 and Galaxy Note 20 Ultra were only 4th and 8th in the top 10 smartphone sales just in the first week of September alone, behind the iPhone 11 line last year. China's National Radio and Television Administration announced tighter regulations on live streaming, requiring that hosts and gift givers register with real names. The regulations also set caps on how much viewers can gift streamers and bans teenagers from giving gifts entirely. The regulator also said it will ban streamers from platforms for repeated violations. A California grand jury has indicted Apple's head of global security, Thomas Moyer, on charges that he tried to bribe Santa Clara County officials with 200 iPads in exchange for 4 concealed firearms licenses, known as CCW, for Apple employees. The charges followed a 2-year investigation. The iPads were reportedly never delivered because Moyer and Santa Clara's undersheriff Rick Sung learned back in 2019 that the district attorney was executing a search warrant for the sheriff department's CCW records. Back in July, Comcast reimposed data caps in 27 states, but raised it to 1.2 terabytes. Starting in January of 2021, Comcast will expand data caps to the rest of its territory, but won't start charging users until March. Overages cost $10 for every 50 gigabytes, with a max of $100 in a single month. Comcast offers unlimited for an extra $30 a month. The company says the median usage among its customers is 308 gigabytes, obviously well below the 1.2 terabyte that it's offering, but data caps are mostly used to generate revenue and considered ineffective in managing congestion. Twitter will now warn users who try to like a post that has been labeled as potentially misleading. Twitter said that warnings on quote tweets of labeled post decreased by 29%. The company has also said that the warning on quote tweets will be in place until at least the end of election week in the U.S., but they remain in place. A report published Monday by the Australian government's Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, which oversees the government's spy and eavesdropping agencies, said that apps have been incidentally collecting data from the country's COVID-safe contact tracing app during the first 6 months of its launch. The watchdog group says that there was no evidence that any agency decrypted, accessed, or used any COVID app data. The report didn't indicate when the incidental collection stopped, but said that the agencies were, quote, taking active steps to ensure compliance with the law, and that data would be, quote, deleted as soon as practicable. The great journalism shift from paper continues. Axios' sources say that the Washington Post is nearing 3 million digital subscribers, which is a 50% year-over-year growth in subscriptions, and more than three times the number of digital-only subscribers it had back in 2016. The New York Times has also seen a big digital boost, with more than 6 million digital-only subscribers, nearly three times its number from 2016. And finally, in the TikTok world, we have reached a milestone. 16-year-old Charlie D'Amelio from Norwalk, Connecticut, became the first TikTok user to gain 100 million subscribers. Congrats to you. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.